Okay, we are Tehillim Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek here in Tehillim, and we have a new word, Shigayon. Shigayon LeDavid. And again, the Pashup Shad again is another type of instrument or tune that is used. That's the simple interpretation of a klezemer, some type of instrument that is used. That's what the Radak says, Shigayon Echad Mimine Hanigun, and that's what it says in Habakkuk al Shigyonos. But Chazal Darshan that Shigayon is from the word Shkaga u'mishuga, and that is some type of mistake that was made by David HaMelech. So Shigayon David, David sings and tells the story. So the word Shira here, Mefarshim explained, Shira doesn't always mean a joyful, but any type of expression of words. So Shigayamu David, Asher Sharl Hashem, that he sung to Hashem, Al Divrei Kush Ben Yamini, when it's about Kush. This whole perek is about David HaMelech asking Hashem to save him, but there is some type of prosecutor, and the prosecutor seems to have made up stories. It's like a libel, it seems like. And David HaMelech says, please save me from my enemies. If I did something wrong, then punish me for it. Then let my enemy trap me and trample me and let my covet go to the dirt. But if not, then please let my judgment come to light. Stand up and protect me. Stand up and let everyone know that I'm innocent. And your covet, Hashem, will be reflected by my being innocent too. Please take your enemies and destroy them. And I have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will do this. And at the end of the parak, David sings out. So who is this referring to? What is it referring to? Is this just talking in general about, again, as we know, David HaMelech put it into history to have these prayers? That's true. So it could be that it's not about a specific event, like the Radak said in the previous parak. David HaMelech just wrote these. The Malbim said it's talking about one of David's enemies, right? Somebody named Kush. Kush ben Yamini, one of David's enemies. Some say he's talking about Shimi ben Gera, but Chazal darshan that Kush here is reference to Shaul HaMelech. That David HaMelech is talking about Shaul, who we know the whole second half of Shaul's life. David was on the run from him, even after David was anointed and appointed. Shaul tried to kill him. Shaul wiped out a whole city of Nov in order, because he thought that David was hiding there. There was a Ruach Ra on David. So David, after when he sings, and he sings about Shaul afterwards, so Chazal seemed to say that there is some type of a little bit of Shira or relief that what happened to the Mapala of Shaul. But again, on David HaMelech's level, maybe it was a little too much of a. We can't understand this. Right? If somebody wanted to kill us, and then finally they had a downfall, so we would be happy about that. But David HaMelech on his level, and we're talking about the Mashiach Hashem of Shaul HaMelech, maybe there should have been a little different feelings. So that's what it's referred to. It's a Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tezayin. But Rashi quotes it here also. Rashi quotes, Achon Mishemos Hazem Ral Shem Akli, Rabbi Sina Pir, Shulasha Meshuga, Shenizvadeh, Vinispalel, Al Shigayon, Sha'amar Shira, Al Mapalaso Shal Shol. That he sung Shira about the downfall of Shaul, Kamo Sha'amar Nemar Vaidabar Mo David Lashem, the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis. But the Rashi points out that the content of the Mizmor doesn't sound that way, because it's all about David, you know, exonerate me from my enemies. Okay, maybe that part, because Shaul is spreading rumors about him, but some of the other ones doesn't fit, Rashi says. Inyan Mizmar Eino Mochiach HaKach, Vizhu Medaber Al Iske HaUmos. It sounds like he's talking about nations. Hashem Yadin Amim. Right, it doesn't sound like he's talking about this Shaul HaMelech. Okay, so Rashi then is going to quote other pshatim, but first let's focus on this for a moment. That Gemara in Moikatan. Gemara in Moikatan. Again, number one, maybe it means Shigayon is a musical instrument. But number two, maybe it's a mistake. What mistake? We're going to have three pshatim. So the one that Chazal give is here, Tezayinim Abeis, that the Kush, Divrei Kush, Kush is a reference to Shaul HaMelech. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaDavid. David, Shira Ata Omer, Alma Palaso Shel Shaul, Il Mali Ata Shaul, Vuhu David, Ibadati Kama David Mipanov. In some way, the Gemara says that Shaul was greater than David in a certain sense. V'hayna d'chsiv shigayon l'David. V'chi kush shmo, v'halo Shaul shmo. Elama kushi mashuna ba'oro, just like a kushi is different and striking in his skin color, av Shaul mashuna ba'aisav, so too Shaul was striking in his mitzvos. The Chazon Ish, in the last piece of of Arachayim. And they redid the Chazon Ish after his death. At the end, the last page, page 516 in the Chazon Ish, he quotes his Gemara. And it says, Vaday haya David mitztar al moso shel Shaul. David was obviously upset when Shaul died. Kida omuvar b'kasev, right? He says, woe to me. Ela haya savor shechayev gam lo marshira al chela kashalva shehigia elav. But David thought that he also could give a bracha about the shalva that comes out from David. Shaul didn't want to kill him anymore. Kida amar, like it says in Brachos Nuntes, if somebody's father dies, but he gets a big Yerusha from him, who Yarsho, he makes two brachas, betchilo my bracha and emes, ulo b'sof omer bracha tov ha-meitiv. So that's what David thought also. He could split up the feelings. V'akadosh Baruch Hu amar lo no. Sheshkaga bazeh. Tahacha ein la'arev shum simcha mishum godel hatzara. Here, it's overwhelming. Shaul. And again, it's hard for us to understand this because Shaul was trying to kill David. But there were ways that Hashem could have saved him. Va'od da'hasamu mevarech al ha'nechasim she'efshar she'yamus aviv ani. There, it could be that he couldn't have gotten this property. Right? Maybe his father had an ani, so it's new. Aval ha'cha ikra shira al misaso. There was nothing else that happened, just the death. V'amal ha'kadosh baruch hu amali ve'inkan simcha lefnei ela gzeira humi lefanai ve'efshar she'inkan chet ela shkaga bedin. Right, not a chet, but it's a shkaga. So, again, it goes to the root of whether Shaul was really a king or not. Right, the Meiri points out in Harios, in those sugyas about the Shaul HaMelech, that, again, Meshicha, for which kind of king? So in the third parak, on Daf Yud Aleph, that's what the Meiri says. If you look closely, it doesn't really call Shaul a king. It calls him a nagid. It calls him a leader. He wasn't really a king. In that sense, lo nimshach shol ela kimimune ukemachzik b'malchus kegizbar ukepakid ad baha melech ashelo amlucha mitzad Yerusha v'nimsa shlo haya ela kimimune mitzad shevet Yehuda vasu mebnei zekil hu ba'atzmo haya meoso ashevet. Right, it relates to that Ramban in Vayechi about not taking the malchus for any other shevet. But either way, this is what Chazal say. The Shigayon was this mistake. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Maybe there's another mistake here that's being referred to. Shigayon. And that is, remember, after Nov, Irakonim, after that massacre. So again, hard for us to understand. But Hashem says to David and says, in a certain way, you're responsible. Because you hid there, and the massacre, and, you know, it was the Givonim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "An matai." This is Sanhedrin Sarihei. "An matai yezeh avon zeh tamam biyadcha. Al yadcha nergas novi rakonim. V'al yadcha nitrag doeg v'adomi. V'al yadcha nergu shol v'shlosh hezbanav. Ritzoncha." So I'll give you a choice. It's hard to know what he did wrong, but Hashem gives him a choice. Do you want your children to be decimated? Do you want to be given to the Oyev? And Amar Lefanav, Hashem says, David Melech says, "Take me. Take me, don't take my children." And then you have the whole story with Yishbi Benov, where David is led into the forest, and Yishbi Benov, the giant, is going to kill him. He puts the sword, he throws him up. And remember, Avishai came and said Shem Hashem in the middle and kept him in the air. One of the most amazing Gemaras. But that is mentioned. So Rashi says, at the end of that Gemara, David Amel changes his mind. He says, okay, not, I guess not me. Maybe some of my children. V'hafach David as tilaso v'hispalo shlo yipol biat oyev. Right, that's the Rashi quotes that, and that's this. That's the mistake that David said he made. Number two, number three, maybe the third pshat that he says davar acher al shigayon knaf hamiil when he cut Shaul's beged, which the Gemara says that he could have killed Shaul, but instead he just cut his beged and to prove to Shaul that he could have hurt him, but he didn't. But the Gemara says again there, maybe it wasn't covered for the Mashiach Hashem for David to do that. But either way, there's some type of mistake that this first pasuk is referring to, and depending on what you how you understand it will depend how you understand the rest of the Mizmar. So let's get into the Mizmar now. So again, it's a Mizmar of David HaMelech davening. If I did something wrong, and maybe it's referring to Shaul, if I did something wrong, let everybody know. But if not, just save me. Hashem Elokai B'chacha Sisi. Hashem, in you I put my hope. Hoshi'eni Mikol Rod Faiva Hatzileni. Please save me. Double Lashon. Save me and save me. The Malbim, Kedarko Bakodesh, says Hoshi'eni is from before I am captured. Before I'm captured, please prevent any problems. Vahatzileni, and save me even once I'm captured, extricate me from the tsara that I'm in. That's the difference between Yeshua and Hatzala. Pen Yitrov Ka'arye Nafshi, because maybe they're like a lion. Like a lion, David calls Shaul a lion, according to that pshat. Porek ve'ein matzil, right? There's nobody to save me. Hashem Elokai Masisizos. If I did it, im yesh avel b'chapoy. If I did something wrong, Im gamalti shal mira, if I paid my enemies negatively, va achaltzat sorai rekam, and I spared those who torment me rekam for nothing, right? Yiradofo yevnafshi. But if I did things wrong in terms of dealing with the enemies, so let my enemy overtake me. V'yaseg, and they'll reach me. V'yirmos la'aretz chayai, and let my life be trampled to the earth. U'kvodi le'afar yashkein sela, and my kavod should be to the dirt. You see from here that kavod is different than nefesh. Right? Nafshi sounds like I should be, and kavod is something else. Kvodi le'afar yashkein. Right? The Sefer Ha'ikarim. Totally different context. In Chelek Dalet, Siman Chaf Gimel quotes this pasuk to show that covet always means the soul. Right? This is a parallel to the word nefesh here. Always means the soul. Where is it? He says it here. Rabbi Seinu, Parsha Metchila. Don't think that human beings are going to be forever and eternal. Let the covet. Again, this is also a lashon of his spotless. The Mefarshim or Pinkus and others talk about David HaMelech as is the king. But he's misbatel himself to all, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him and references, remember, he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. No, you can't. David accepts it. Ani tolas v'lo ish, David, over and over again, he's misbatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaul, the reason that he wasn't a successful king, he might have been a tzaddik, but as is pointed out, he wasn't a successful king because he didn't have, as much as David, let's say, this midah of his spotless. Right? Twice, Shaul, remember, by the case where Shmuel and Avi told him to wait for him to give the Karbanos in Gilgal, and he didn't wait, and of course by the story of Amalek, where he let the Am take the animals. But David HaMelech always said he was mevatel himself in all ways, and that's what it takes to be a king. If there's more room for the king of the world, so by making less room for me as the human king, so that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. That's what you have here. David HaMelech says, "V'kvodi la'afar, if I did wrong, but kum Hashem, but if I didn't do anything wrong, please, you know, stand up. Kum Hashem sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kum Hashem yafutu avecha. Kum Hashem bapecha. Please get up in your anger. Hinasei ba'avros tzorai. Raise yourself up in anger to my enemies. V'ura elai mishpat tzivisa. Wake up and command, meaning portray and let it come out, the mishpat, meaning let judgment be served. V'adas l'umim to sovavecha. So what is this referring to? Says the Radak. Says the Das Mikra here, right? This is referring to after, if Hashem brings judgment on the enemies. Now va'adas l'umim, that means the Eda, your Eda, to Sovavecha will come and surround you. Come and surround you. That means we'll go back to Yerushalayim. We'll be in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'aleha l'amarom shuva, and then you will be raised up. You will be raised up. That's how the Radak understands. Another way to understand it is still referring to the enemies. Va'adas l'umim. The umim will, to Sovavecha, are surrounding you. The Radak says, why? Because when they surround me, they're surrounding you. Because the Jewish people are identified with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and especially David HaMelech. Says the Radak here, Yadua ha'ya b'Yisrael, ki David nimshach l'melech, v'ha'ya yadua gamkein, ki al pi Hashem, mishachu Shmuel, u'bimakom shenimshach chavehik, u'bimakom shenimshach, hiki rako, ki lo asa Shmuel ha'davar midaito. They knew it wasn't Shmuel doing it, it was Hashem. After all, Eliyav came out, and none of that, they weren't king, only the one that was hiding, and the one that wasn't there. V'hasovi v'oso v'tavso kisovi v'hakel yizbarach. And as we know, we are God's representatives in the world, and those that are against us are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem yadin amim, shafteini Hashem. Judge them. Judge them, kitzidki uketumil alai. Like my tzidkas, like my righteousness. You know how many times David HaMelech maybe is foreshadowing and looking into the future about all the blood libels. The first blood libel was during the Crusades, in the times of the Rishonim, and it went for hundreds of years. Hundreds, and if not even recently, 150 years ago, the libel, not just a blood libel, libel against Jews, what they're doing, adayom hazeh. Jews are committing genocide, and Jews are this, and Jews are that. And that's what we ask Hashem in this perek, please let it be clear to the world that it's not us, and we're the victims. We're the victims, we're not the ones that are that are perpetrating. Remember, there's that amazing Taz in Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, one should have red wine for Pesach, zecher to the dam. And some Achronim even used a glass instead of a coast in order to see the red, zecher to the dam. But the Taz writes, he lived around Tach V'tat, we don't use red. We use white, we use clear because of the blood libels. And that Pikuach Nefesh overrides any type of minhag. So Yigmar na ra rishayim, let Hashem finish the job, and the ra, let them on the rishayim. Usachonein tzadik, and let the tzadik be established. Uvochein libos uklayos alakim tzadik. And Hashem knows what's inside. Hashem knows our deepest thoughts. What's the connection in this pasuk? You know, punish the rishayim and let the tzadik be established. And Hashem knows. I saw in the Kamotzi Shel Harav, they quote the idea of, where is it? He quotes, here it is, that from the Afike Yehuda, that the Yigmar, give the punishment to the Rishayim, and let the Tzaddik be established. What if the Tzaddik says, what do you mean the Torah was forced? You know, like the Taina from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, wasn't it forced, it was an Ones. Hashem knows, meaning Hashem knows what our deepest Ritzonos are, like the Rambam, Kofonos Hashem, Rotsani. Every Jew wants to do the right thing deep down. There's a Netiyah inside. And therefore, even if we were forced, but even without the forced, right? Vayeh Delokim, as the Beis HaLevi writes on Vayeh Delokim in Shmos, Hashem knows, even though Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Hashem knows that without the forced, without the Ones, then we wouldn't be of the Avodah Zarah, right? Unlike others that would be of the Avodah Zarah even without the force. So that's what the pasuk says. Hashem, please bring out the punishment to them and establish the tzaddikim. We continue. Magini al Elokim. My protection is with Hashem. Moshiach Yishrei Lev. Hashem saves those who are Yashar. Elokim Shofet Tzaddik. Right. This is David's Emunah. Right. Please do it, and I know you could do it. V'kel zo'im b'chol yom. Every day Hashem has some anger. Pash in the context against the enemy. There is a Gemara in Brachas that many are familiar with. Kel zo'im b'chol yom. Hashem gets angry every single day. And nobody knows. It's one tiny, tiny percentage of Hashem gets angry every single day. A tiny, tiny, like one, tiny amount of an hour. Right? Less than a millisecond. But Bilam HaRasha knew exactly when that moment was. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And he was going to curse the Jews exactly at that moment. This is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin. It's also in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara quotes this pasuk: "Kelzo im b'chol yom, v'kama zamo rega, v'kama rega, v'chulu, v'ein kol birya yecholo l'chaveno sasha." Nobody knows that moment that Hashem gets angry. Chutz mi bilam harasha, t'chsiv be v'yodeya das elyon. Das elyon. He knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu koeis ba, and that's what the Torah says in Micha: "Zachar na mayatz balak ben moach man das tzidkos Hashem." That was the righteousness of Hashem. Why? Even though I get angry every day, I didn't. When he was trying to curse you, I didn't get angry. If I would have gotten angry and he would have cursed at that moment, there would be no Jews left. There would be no Jews left, and he didn't get angry. And that's what Bilam says. Tosus here deals with the issue of what could he have said in that millisecond. A millisecond of, what could he say? So Tos has 2 days. Either claim, right, destroy them in 1 second, or inami, as long as Bilam would have started at that moment, it's nimshach after that moment. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, or one of the Achronim quote, so this is like if you start davening bisman, even if you finish lachers mano, so then it's okay based on that Tosfos. That's a chiddush gadol. But again, that's what's quoted. But 2 days is about what could have been said in that the hour. So kel zoim b'chol yom. Bilam knew about time. Im lo yashuv, and Hashem is angry. If a person doesn't do tshuva, maybe he's talking about himself, maybe the others. Charbo yotosh, right? Hashem will sharpen the sword. Kashto darach v'chonenecha, right? Hashem has his sword. Hashem has his bow. All the different types of weapons. Skip a couple to psukim. Bar kara vayach pareyu. A rasha digs a pit, and what happens? Vayipol mashach as he falls, and he falls into it. How many times does history turn on its head? Right, in Mitzrayim, right, ki badavar asher zadu aleihem. What does the Unkelah say on that pasuk? Right, the Mitzrayim wanted to drown us in water, and then they were punished in water. Right, Haman built a tree for Mordechai, and he hung on that tree. Right, how many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Rishayim to punish them? Yashuv Amalo Barosho V'al Kadoch Amaso Yered. Right, his Amal will fall, his hard work will fall on his head, the Rasha. And David Melech ends off, Oda Hashem Kitzidko. I have emuna that this would happen. I thank Hashem for his righteousness. Azam Rashim Hashem Elyon. I call out to Hashem Elyon. What does the word Elyon mean? We say it in Shemona Esrei also, Kel Elyon. Really, there's no end, it's infinite. So I try to praise. Right, we say, Kel HaGadol HaGibra V'Anora. Kel Elyon, Rav Soloveitchik says, that's just after we say a few adjectives, we say there's no real end. So I'm just exclaiming that there's no end. Elyon. And that's what David HaMelech ends this parak also. Azam Hashem Hashem, Elyon, there's really no end to the praise that I could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.